5, I call this meeting to order, and we'll start with attendance with Co-President Villarreal.
The question of the day today is, what is your favorite chocolate? Okay, chocolate, whatever you define that, take it, or take it. Senator Shaw. Senator Jorgensen?
Dark chocolate with raspberries.
Okay. Clarification. You can say like Kit Kat or like Twix or like Snickers. Okay. Senator Warner?
Milk chocolate with almonds.
Senator Zara?
Twix, probably.
Senator Haney?
Dark chocolate.
Senator Johnson?
Reese's.
Senator Hippas?
Literally anything without peanuts, because I'm allergic to peanuts. Mm-hmm.
Senator Nelson.
Dark chocolate with peanuts.
Senator Young.
Just like chocolate bars, Marabou, the Swedish one, but for like candy bars, like 100 grand.
Senator Patterson. Senator Alano.
Hershey's with almonds.
All right. Senator Lim, absent. Senator Jeremiahson is absent. Senator Braun?
Mint chocolate.
Senator Fest?
Dark chocolate.
All right. Speaker Ellingson?
I honestly have no idea right now, and I can't decide.
All right. Chair Menke?
Reason?
Oh, that's a problem.
It's like dark chocolate with caramel.
That's really good. Chair Yang?
Chocolate colored pomegranates.
Chair Carlson Sather?
Hash browns like a kind of salted caramel dark chocolate.
Chair Dunna?
Paydays.
Chair Johnson? All right, Director Gupta? Absent. Controller Johnson? Parliamentarian Boyden?
Dark chocolate with sea salt and caramel.
Co-President-elect Doran.
White chocolate in a white chocolate peppermint mocha with an extra shot of espresso.
Mm-hmm. We're giving a shout out to Co-President-elect Concepcion, who is abroad, but not here. It's a shout out. Also, I forgot Senator Raghu.
I would say dark chocolate with walnuts.
All right, Co-President Bakhta.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
All right, then I love dark chocolate Milky Ways. And Advisor Rubel.
York peppermint patties.
And with that, we meet quorum. All right. And then we actually don't have any minutes to approve, so the ones that I sent out, just disregard those because we didn't meet quorum, so technically there are no meeting minutes, apparently. So, yeah. And then, does anyone from the community wish to comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to committee updates. And then we're going to start with the Environmental Sustainability Student at Large appointment. I know that we did this at our last nullified meeting. But because we have new senators here, we want to show them like what the process is like. So let's just act like we are just getting to know our new student at large and ask questions and do the whole procedural thing. So Sherry Ann, can you please introduce your student at large?
So today I brought in Emily Schneider. I said I elected her as student at large because she is someone who's really ambitious when it comes to environmental sustainability. She's a very honest person. And her application rose amongst the many that I guess. And I'll let her tell a little bit about herself.
My name is Emily Schneider, and I'm a junior geography major. And I really wanted to apply and be this position just because I thought it'd go along well with my major. And I feel like I'm very ambitious to learn more about environmental sustainability and to be able to like represent the student body and to like be an advocate more on this campus.
All right. And does anyone have any questions for Emily or Quincy or Jerry Yang? Oh. Senator Young?
Do you have any specific like proposals or ideas for how to best advocate about environmental sustainability on campus.
Okay, I guess, to reiterate, like, in the last meeting that I was in, I was, like, thinking, like, for, like, the actual environmental aspect of it, like, there's different things brought up, like, about, like, different foods that we have, and then I was thinking, like, working on more, like, saving water and, like, actually implementing composting into, like resident halls and stuff like that. And there's another really important thing brought up in the meeting that I think was very important, was actually being able to make things happen. And as this position, I was really hoping to, like, work on stuff to actually make things happen on campus.
I yield.
Senator Nelson?
What do you think that you bring to the position? Like, why are you the right fit?
I guess, like, I have a lot of energy and I'm, like, have the will to learn. Like, I know I don't know everything about this and I have a lot to learn, and I'm very willing to do that. And I just, like, have a strong passion for this, especially with, like, everything that's going on in this world with climate change. Everyone knows how that's affecting the world right now, and I think the education of this with other people, especially on campus, is super important. I guess my biggest thing is, like, I have the drive and the will to learn.
Chair Menke?
What do you think is, like, the most concerning thing to you on this campus when it comes to sustainability?
I feel like there's a lot. Right now, a big one that I see is, like, especially around, like, the dorms and stuff, like, recycling isn't implemented, and, like, there's a lot of food waste, especially in the CAF. Just, like, waste in general, water usage, all, like, I don't want to say, like, the basic stuff that, like, people bring up, but just, like, waste in general. A lot of garbage that doesn't always have to be garbage, like, it can be composted or recycled.
Co-President-elect Doran?
I think as senators, we try our hardest to be in touch with what the community wants, but sometimes we do have blind spots. What could be a possible blind spot that we're not seeing as Senate that the community is really pushing for?
That's a good question. I guess, like, it's hard to cover, like, the whole campus, like, to have everyone represented. And I guess, like, to kind of answer your question, I feel like I have, like, a good connection throughout campus, whether it's, like, with, like, people in my major or with, like, other things that I'm involved with, and I'm really hoping to make sure that, like, most people or almost all people are represented.
Do you yield?
Yes.
Any more questions? Seeing none, we'll now ask you to step out so we can be in a discussion and vote. Now we can proceed to a discussion. Anyone speak? Co-President-elect Doran?
Yeah, so knowing Emily a bit personally and then getting to know her through this conversation, I think it's clear that she has the drive, which is something that Chair Yang mentioned, and then also that sort of will to learn and that humility coming into the position is something that's really vital. So I think that she'd make a great candidate.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll now move to a vote. All those in favor of appointing Emily Schneider as Environmental Sustainability Student at Large, please say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose, say nay. Any abstentions? Seeing none, Emily is now ES Student at Large. I'll bring her in. Congratulations, Emily. You're now officially approved.
Oh, thank
We're
you.
Good now. This is real.
Perfect.
This is a real thing. Okay. And you can stay if you want, or you can head on out.
I have to go work on research.
That's okay. All right, and now we'll begin with the administrative director appointment. And we're nominating Co-President Villarreal, and I are nominating Susan Cook, who was actually our first choice for being the second semester administrative director. We think that she'd be a very great fit for the position because she's very organized, very personable, and just a very like interested person. She's a very interested person in set. Just Susan, you can talk.
I'm Susan Cook. I'm a junior political science major, peace, justice, conflict studies minor. Manali said, I'd been wanting to do this position and thought I was going to be gone, but now it's working out that I'll hopefully be able to. Very organized, very detail-oriented. I just really like the idea of Senate and how it has such broad reach to a lot of the different organizations. Like, it helps with funding and collaborating with just all the different groups on campus and even people like the president and the board of trustees and all those different areas. So it has a lot of reach, and so I'm looking forward to just being a part of everything and giving input, taking notes, all of that. So, yeah. All
right. Does anyone have any questions for Susan or any of both of us? Senator Johnson?
How many words per minute can you type?
I honestly do not know. I've not done one of those in a while, but...
That's all I wanted to ask. Yeah. I yield.
I apologize, I do not know the answer.
Chair Yang?
What are some challenges you think you'll face in this position, and how do you hope to tackle that?
I feel like one of the biggest is just coming into Senate late, so not really knowing what was talked about as much last semester. And then also, as the administrative director, I'm in charge of taking roll and taking notes. And right now, I know a lot of the people in the room, but not everyone. So just really making an effort to get to know everyone that's in Senate right now, so I can do well with my different tasks.
Thank you.
Any more questions for Susan? Seeing none, we'll now ask Susan to step outside the room so we can discuss. All right, now we can proceed to a discussion. Anyone can start. Parliamentarian Boyden?
I've worked on several group projects with Susan, and I can attest to the fact that she types pretty fast. While I don't know the exact measurements, but seriously speaking, she's very organized and very diligent, and I think she would be excellent as the administrative director. I yield.
Any more comments? Seeing none, we'll now move to a vote. All those in favor of approving Susan Cook as our administrative director, say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose, say nay. Any abstentions? All right, Susan is our administrative director. All right, and then we also have some finance bylaw proposals, but neither our controller nor is our finance chair here, so we'll just push that back to next week. Does anybody have any old business that they'd like to bring up? Seeing none, we'll just move on to new business. Advisor Rubin.
Could we just announce and welcome our new people who are here for their first meeting tonight?
So on this side, Austin, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, nice to meet you all. My name is Austin Fest. I'm a junior. I'll be representing College of this semester.
Okay. And then Samantha, do you want to
hi, everyone. My name is Samantha Regu. I'm a junior, and I will be representing the class of 2021.
And then Mandy, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I'm Amanda. I'm also a junior, and I will be representing Complex.
Yeah. And then Regina, you can introduce yourself, too.
Hi, I'm Regina. Been here a short amount of time, just representing Class of 22.
Sounds And then, anybody else have any new business to bring up? Yeah. Senator Young?
Is there not the ombuds person appointment?
That's what the senators have to appoint. We have no control over that.
Got it. I thought it was just an item, so then we can't move into other items. So we get through the ones that are items.
I mean, because it does need to be filled. Oh, yeah, I guess, well, also.
Co-President-elect Doran?
I did submit my official resignation as ombudsperson. I don't know if that's something that you need to show before the Senate, but that is an email that I sent to co-presidents Villarreal and Bakta, as well as Advisor Rubel. So just a heads up for everyone that I am no longer the ombudsperson.
I can read that email. Okay. So, from our former ombudsperson Doran, it states, "Hello everyone, I'd like to preface this email by expressing my gratitude for the opportunity to serve as your co-president." It says, "Hello everyone." I don't know why I'm on that alias. I'm formally resigning as ombudsperson effective immediately. Thanks. So do the senators have an ombudsperson that we can approve of? Speaker Ellingson?
I move to nominate Ben Mankey for the position of ombudsperson.
I second.
Do you accept the nomination?
Well, you don't
need to.
Yeah, I accept.
It has to be confirmed by a majority vote.
Well, have questions,
yeah.
And then we'll discuss, and then a majority vote.
Mm-hmm. So does anyone have any questions for Chair Mankey?
Point of order. Are there any other nominations? Like, do we have to wait for other nominations? Because we didn't really specify that.
Nominations, if there are any.
Are there any other nominations?
You can also nominate yourself as well.
Yeah.
You can nominate literally anyone.
Anyone
that's
literally.
To be in this
room.
Yeah,
they don't have
yeah.
to be in this room. They can be outside of this room. Anybody on this in the student body. All right. Seeing that there are no other nominations, we'll just stick with. Asking questions to our Chair Mankey right here. Does anyone have any questions for Chair Mankey? Senator Nelson?
I guess maybe this is more of a point of information. Can Senator or Chair Mankey be both the technology chair and ombudsperson?
No.
No.
Okay. We'll have to find a new technology chair if he is appointed as ombudsperson.
And I have a follow-up question. Why are you interested in being ombudsperson? Or what would draw you to that versus technology chair?
Well, I guess, like, I didn't expect to be nominated as ombudsperson, but I'm still very interested in it. I think it's a very important position. I feel like, you know, I've gotten to know the bylaws very well. I feel like, you know, with this nomination, I do want this position, and I feel very comfortable training any sort of tech chair that we appoint after. If you all vote me to be ombudsperson. I would feel totally comfortable doing that. And I think the ombudsperson is a very, very important job. It's supposed to keep our body fair and effective and to look for improvements if at all possible. And I think that I would be a good fit for that position. So, yeah.
Co-President-elect Doran?
Define your, like, how would you describe your own ethical code as you will be sort of the main ethics body within Senate?
Yeah. I take the bylaws to be quite literal, but if something is not covered by the bylaws or the Constitution, that's kind of a area of, I don't know, I guess could you rephrase your question?
Mm-hmm. So oftentimes there are issues within Senate that aren't entirely covered by the bylaws. How do you plan to make those decisions in a way that is in the best interest of both the Senate and the student body at large?
Sure, okay. Yeah, so I plan on sticking to the bylaws as much as possible. Obviously, there are some instances in which some bylaws need to be broken. Say, if we need to approve a budget, but then we find out that we don't have quorum for the meeting, and then we have to go back and approve the budget. But, you know, those things happen. And so you need to break the bylaws in order to solve whatever problem there is. And I feel like if there's something that's not covered by the bylaws, then I'm willing to defer to the body here to determine what we will do if it's not covered in the bylaws and or constitution. Yeah.
Are you?
Parliamentarian Boyden.
I have two questions. What's your favorite bylaw?
My favorite bylaw? I can tell you what my least favorite bylaw is.
Even better.
Yeah. My least favorite is the maximum travel amount of $1,100. Because as the treasurer of speech and debate, that has really put a cap on our ability to travel and to compete and represent Gustavus around the state, even though all of our budget is travel and competing in tournaments. My favorite bylaw? Jeez. Wow, I don't know. I guess the poster size limit.
Okay, my other question is do you have any relevant experience to working with ethics and bylaws?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, as someone who is in speech and debate in Model UN, we have to read a lot of legal documents and know them inside and out to know what to do. And so I feel like I'm very good at that. And I strive to maintain, you know, an ethical code every day in my personal life. Yeah, so I feel like I have a lot of experience with codes, bylaws, and constitutions, and I feel very comfortable with a position like this.
Okay. Cool, I yield.
Senator Johnson?
I yield.
Chair Yang?
I also yield.
Senator Alono?
Yeah, so I know you have a really heavy workload. Do you think you'll be able to handle this nomination?
For sure. You know, being the tech director, I don't have that heavy of a workload now. I mostly just keep the Senate website up and I have some side projects, of course. So being the ombudsperson would, you know, it's a very heavy job. But I feel like, I think Senate is one of the most, like, personally to me, important organizations that I'm a part of. And so I feel like I'm very comfortable investing the time that is necessary for this position. And yeah, I feel like even though sometimes I'm a little stressed out, I feel like I can take this position effectively. Thanks.
Chair Carlson Sather?
Do you plan on writing new laws to help fund speech and debate?
No,
I'm kidding. Are you worried about any conflict of interest?
I don't think so.
It was a joke. I yield.
Yeah, whatever you guys want.
Senator Johnson? No, Senator Young?
Senator Young.
Senator Young.
Firstly, what is the sort of, do you have like a list of the current projects that are being worked on by the Technology Committee? And how do you feel that they would suffer if we didn't have a tech chair in the interim?
Sure, okay. So the current projects, along with the regular duties of uploading the meeting minutes, changing our dynamic roster that never seems to stay the same, and just making sure that the Senate website is updated with all the new bylaws and things like that. One of the biggest projects that our committee has been working on since like last semester has been establishing a laptop rental program through GTS. And they're very receptive to it. They want it to work. And I feel like as long as I can fill in any new tech chair on what progress we've made and maybe come with them to a meeting with GTS, I can introduce everyone. And I feel like there's a lot of progress to be made. And I feel like it doesn't necessarily have to be me. I feel like if I'm able to train a new person, fill them in, they could do it just as effectively.
I yield.
Speaker Ellingson?
I just would like to test your offhand knowledge of the Constitution right now. Now, filling the ombudsperson vacancy is kind of a special case, but now that the tech chair is going to be vacant, how are we supposed to fill that? I have the answer if you don't know off the top of your head.
Yeah, so the co-presidents have to nominate
person to fill the position.
Perfect. Are you?
Any more questions? Seeing none, we'll now ask you to step outside. All right, and now we can proceed to a discussion. Co-President-elect Doran.
So I don't get a vote in this matter. However, I will say that as someone that seems to spend an awful lot of time with Chair Mankey through both Senate and Model UN, and we work together at the Writing Center. He's a super diligent person, very detail-oriented and thorough. Takes a great deal of pride in the work that he does, so I think that he would do justice to the role, and that also his workload with the other organizations that we are both in, I think it would be sort of, it would be such that he would be able to take up more time for Senate. Like, you know, other people are understanding of that sort of thing. So I don't think there'd be an issue with workload. I yield.
Parliamentarian Boyden?
I echo the sentiments of the previous speaker. I think he, like a lot of times we usually sit by each other during Senate, and because I don't usually sit by co-president-elect Doran, I usually am asking him questions about the bylaws because he seems to know offhand. My only thing is I hope co-presidents have a new tech chair, because I don't know if I can do all of it, and that makes me kind of nervy, but that's okay. But I yield.
Any more comments? Speaker Ellingson?
Yeah, so having to run the elections these past few weeks and effectively chair the Ethics Committee was a lot, but Ben Mankey kind of stepped up and helped me out a lot with that, as he was supposed to do, but he made a good impression on me. He did a good job, clearly knows the Constitution and bylaws, so I think he'd be a great fit for this position. I yield.
Any more discussion? Senator Nelson?
As a member of Chair Mankey's committee, I would say that he is very detail-oriented in his work, and I think that he would do really well as on the person. I yield.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor of appointing Chair Mankey as ombudsperson, please say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose, say nay. All right. Any abstentions? Seeing none, Chair Mankey is now ombudsperson. Mankey.
Thanks, guys.
And is there any more new business? Senator Johnson?
So we don't appoint, you guys appoint the tech chair now, and that's not happening tonight?
No.
Sounds good. I yield.
Any more new business? Senator Young?
With the previously, from the committee updates on the finance bylaw proposals, was that a document sent to you guys that we were going to talk about, or was this going to be more in an abstract from finance committee? It was also to other member. I had to leave before the very end of the last meeting. Did we have like an official document we were going over? Or?
Oh, I left before the end of the last meeting too. Are you talking about the meeting we had with all the club sports?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I left like 15 minutes early too. So.
Okay. So that's good. Cool. From what I understood, from what we heard from Chair Gupta and Controller Johnson, one of them was going to be here to help present those. And in their absence, we don't really have that. So we will be waiting until next meeting to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're going to bring a document and like present them to all of you. But we're not going to like motion to vote or motion to move anything. We're just here to look at them. And then we'll send out the document. You all will have like the freedom to look over the documents and then send any like discrepancies or something like, oh, like the wording's off here. So then we can talk about them during the next meeting and then like motion to like switch wording or and then pass like these bylaws. That was my impression. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in the back of your minds, but they will explain it better once they're here in person. But that's my impression.
I yield.
In that case, then I move that the finance committee send out the proposal bylaw changes prior to the next meeting, so they can so senators will already have time to consider them.
Is there a second? Second goes to Senator Johnson.
I think it just makes sense for us to send it out. I'm on the finance committee, and trying to and working through some of these changes that we've been looking at. In order to have them available for next year, as we go through begin spring budgeting process, at the end of the month, I think it's better to have us start talking about them more next meeting rather than just being an initial presentation. So this just is a formal way of making sure that we have it ready for next week's meeting. I yield.
Any more discussion? Person Mikey?
Yeah, I guess so. wow. All right, I'm going to have to. So this is more of a question for you. Were we planning on having those bylaw amendments? Like, I assume you're talking about the online budgeting process.
This is both referring to looking at transitioning into an online budgeting process for the spring using Qualtrics, as well as modifying some of the requirements with regards to club sports and changing that designation from sports to sort of competitive activities to enable more organizations that we've sort of kind of funded under the same guidelines as club sports to make it official within the bylaws and make it an official designation.
Okay, perfect. And are we planning on implementing those before spring budgeting begins this year?
If we want to use them, we have to, so yes.
Fair.
That is my understanding of our plans as
Perfect.
A committee.
Okay.
Senator Johnson?
Yeah, just on top of that, there was a big document that we got sent out to the whole finance committee that had some bylaw suggested changes. I think you were the one that put some edits on that. And so it's just kind of some broad changes that, and quite a few of them that will be sent out, so it kind of encompasses everything from clubs, boards, to technology, to pretty much all of our functions. So, you guys are in charge of telling the finance committee what we can and can't do. So that's what next meeting will consist of. I yield.
Co-President-elect Doran.
This is more of a point of inquiry for Senator Young. Would the intent be to vote on at least part of the bylaws next meeting, or simply to have a more substantive discussion than a simple introduction?
To have more substantive discussion, so people have at least a chance to read them prior,
okay,
rather than necessarily voting. If there's no significant complaints, then perhaps, but the idea would be more discussion next week and then voting a week following.
I yield.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll now move to a vote. All those in favor of the Finance Committee sending out a document with the budget proposals to amend the bylaws, please say aye.
Aye.
All those who oppose, say nay. Any abstentions? All right, well, the motion passes. Any more new business? Seeing none, we'll now move on. Senator Young.
Oh, sorry, I just remembered the other piece I was going to talk about. I think that we should, since even though we didn't officially technically have a meeting last week, there was like recording made of the sort of unofficial meeting we had, and I would move that we take the minutes or the documents from the minutes from last week and have them added in addition to this minutes within a previous addendum, noting that this is what was discussed, because I think there was important conversations had about future plans. So officially, I charge the administrative director to attach to the meetings for the minutes to this meeting the previous week's minutes with an with a note regarding the reason for their addition and their unofficial nature that also indicates their importance.
Is there a second? Second goes to Speaker Ellingson.
Now yeah, that was poorly worded, but I think everyone got what I was getting at.
Yeah.
So I yield.
Now we can move on to a discussion. Ombudsperson Menke.
I guess if we're throwing in the written minutes from last meeting, maybe we should also put the audio recording.
So friendly.
Okay, cool. Okay. I yield.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll now move on to a vote. All those in favor of attaching the meeting minutes from the previous meeting to this meeting minutes and also attaching the recording from the previous recording to this recording, please say aye.
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 All those who oppose, say nay. Any abstentions? Seeing none, the motion passes. Any more new business? Seeing none, we'll now move on to announcements. Does anyone have any announcements? Chair Johnson?
For DLC and Sunday Social will be taking place on Sunday. And also, if you're in my committee, please see me after this meeting. How you?
Senator Young?
When and where on Sunday?
It is for the executive boards of each.
Got
but
it
is in this building, more than likely, and it will be from 1 to 2 p.m.
No, I yield.
Chair Carlson Sather?
If you're in my committee and you haven't filled out my doodle poll on when we're going to meet, I'd like to meet at some point before the semester ends, so please fill it out within, like, the next day or two. I yield.
Chair Yang?
For any of the new senators who are interested in joining the Environmental Sustainability Committee, we meet Sundays at 5:30. I guess again. I yield.
Parliamentarian Boyden?
I guess this is kind of a question to the co-presidents. Do you need the new senators to sign up for committees ASAP and I guess admin director?
Yeah, so we already spoke. We already had a meeting with some of the senators, so they are already aware of what committees they're going to join. So we will be telling cabinet after this meeting, if you can stay after, what committees they wanted to join. Also, along with that, I'm going to butt myself in. Faculty reports. All hall reps have to fill out faculty reports, so get those in as soon as possible.
Did you send them out?
Yes. Did you not get them in our last emails?
Yeah.
Just make sure you're looking at the emails because we have faculty reports in them, and they're like online, so you can like take your laptop with you to whoever you decide to meet with and just fill them out there when they're on like an online submission. Also, some of you haven't signed up for tabling hours, and that's like super duper important, so please do that. And yes, after this, Admin Director Cook will be reminding you to do all these things. I yield.
I also yield.
Co-President-elect Doran?
Sorry, I just have a question.
Is
on Carrie's announcement.
Yes.
Actually, not what you're thinking of, but we should address that too. Faculty reports, literally faculty, like only professors, or do you ever talk to administrators?
I think
are
it's
they,
both.
Do they count as faculty
I
reports?
Think it's both because they've gotten, like, we've gotten some submissions, but they've always been called faculty reports, but we can look
so
into.
So it specifies faculty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it is to be just from professors or faculty?
Yes.
Okay, so that might be something to consider in the future.
Mm.
Administrators often know and have great insight into what Senate could do or is doing or whatever, so maybe something to think about. So right now it's faculty or professors.
I yield,
I think. Yes?
Co-President-elect Doran, do you have something to say?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. So I think we, as a body, considered doing an amendment that made faculty reports mandatory for class representatives as well. I'm checking all of the various drives that have amendments on them, and it's not anywhere.
So it looks like that probably is not currently in the bylaws. I would say, if you are a class representative, you are not required to do one. It is probably best practice to do one. But ultimately, that is your decision, but also be on the lookout, because I'm assuming ethics will probably have an amendment for that soon. I yield.
Senator Nelson?
I yield.
Any more announcements? Ombudsperson Mike.
Could technology committee see me after the meeting?
Oh.
I yield. It's been a ride.
Any more announcements? Seeing none, I now adjourn this meeting at 7:45.